Good morning. Susan Fisher with Muncie Public Library. And Muncie on the Move is the place to share good news. But this morning, we have some great news from Muncie Public Library. We were named Library of the Future by the American Library Association. And it was based primarily on a technology program that Rebecca Parker developed. Rebecca Parker is our technology coordinator for the library, but she will actually be in Chicago at the end of this month along with Stuart Cotton and Dan Allen to accept the award from the American Library Association.
Wow. Only in Muncie, Indiana. Great, great, great news. Here's some more great news from Brenda Williamson.
Hillcroft Services ice cream cards is the last push. We're trying to get some ice cream cards sold. This is 14 different businesses. This is a buy one, get one free card. You use it for an entire year, Dale.
Oh, I know it. I buy them for gift cards.
I know. $10.
$10.
See me afterwards, and I promise you, you won't regret it. This is our 10th year we've done this.
Wow. Awesome. Great stuff.
Good morning. Jim Wachter from the Delaware County Historical Society. And I want to invite everybody down. We've done some new things. If you haven't been to the Morehouse House for a while, the downstairs three rooms are galleries now, and we have a knitting, tatting, needlework display in one room. We have an incredible, nice World War I display of Delaware County soldiers, because this is the 100th anniversary of when the United States entered the First World War. So great exhibit there. And then we've been working with the Muncie Civic Theater, and we have an incredibly good display. And I use that again.
Kind of alarming, isn't it? Makes you want to stop talking. Finish your sentence.
The sentence is we have an exhibit of Eugene Mumma artwork, and it's on display also.
Got it. Thank you. Only in Muncie, Indiana. I'm going to toss it now to J-Bo for a live commercial.
I don't have any strange sound effects. Laura Hall, Accident Fund. How are you? First time for her here, by the way.
Thank you. I'm doing well.
What's going on?
Well, we've been partnering with the Chamber for almost 10 years now to offer benefits to you as members. We're a workers' comp carrier. We offer 5% upfront savings on your premium, access to our online WorkSafe toolkit, and potential for a dividend. This year, we paid back 5% in a dividend back to Chamber members.
Well, there you go. All right, big-time door prize here, $50 to Applebee's.
Whoa, that is a good door prize.
Steve Perry has jokes.
Yeah.
He also has Betty.
All right, so we've got Sarah Rivera.
Second
Whoa,
Harvest.
Okay.
Big winner. Thank you.
And is it Jenny Marsh? I see you from United Way. There it is.
Well, you just did my job for me. Here you go.
Hey, Dale Basham and J-Bo. Thank you so much, everybody. Are you looking for a way to put a deposit in your employees' emotional bank accounts? Are you trying to find a way to build team and boost morale? Are you looking for a way to fulfill your social responsibility commitment for your corporation?
Yes.
United Way can help. We can help you. So come on over and talk to Denise King or myself to talk about Paysetter campaigns and how you can give back to the community through United Way, about how you can pull your team together and pull a 33,000-pound semi, and how you can be a part of Day of Action September 7th, where we give back to the community by leveraging volunteer support at several not-for-profits. So come talk to us. There's ways we can help you.
Did you practice that in front of the mirror last night?
I did not.
But I bet she had coffee this morning.
All right, what's your door prize?
For the folks who may be interested in truck pull, and those who may not, we have this beautiful basket with everything you need to pull your team together, including some fancy pants, United Way t-shirts, a rope you could practice with. There's sunscreen, protein bars, build those muscles, people. And when you break a sweat pulling that semi, you've got this Gatorade. And for the lucky winner, we'll give you a 10% discount on your registration for truck pull.
By the way, I'm not sure Powerade would appreciate you calling it Gatorade.
Sorry. Yes. I didn't follow
Uh-oh.
Brand compliance.
Lawsuit.
Paul Zediker.
Paul Zediker.
It's Paul Zediker.
Paul, that's
excellent. Hit it.
Good morning, friends. How are we doing? I'm Carrie. Oh, cool. Well, I'm Carrie Whistle. I'm with the YWCA Muncie, and I have two announcements for you. The first one being, which I'm a little early, it's kind of crazy, but September 23rd is the YWCA's largest annual event, Put Yourself in Her Heels. And this year we're doing something new and exciting. It's going to be a 1 mile walk downtown, serving as kind of a poverty simulation. So we've never done that before, and there's no reason that everyone in this room can't attend. No Bike Fest? Okay, so the last weekend of July.
Hit it. Finish. Fast.
July 28th, 29th, and 30th is a three-day extravaganza for bikers. So mark your calendars for that, and there's something for everyone.
I'm representing the Master Gardeners, and we're having our annual garden walk on June 25th from 1 to 5:30. Now, I guess they don't want us to say the names of the places, but we do have the address, and we have six of them, and it's $5 today. I have a ticket at the day of the sunshine or rain. It's $7. But one that you won't want to miss is at 5680 West Cornbread Road, and I have tickets, and you get on Facebook and get more information.
Hi, my name is Jim Pyle. I'm with Masterworks Corral, and I'm here to let you know that we're about to have a big celebration. Our 40th anniversary, that's a lot of music, a lot of dulcet tones echoing around Muncie. We're going to have a big celebration with our fall concert, but I'm here really to thank the folks who support us, not only our 70 singers, but we have great support from our subscribers, from the business community, from not-for-profits and grant makers, and all of you folks are welcome, and we just love the support we've gotten, and we're very happy to be celebrating 40 years with Delaware County.
Master Gorks Corral, thank you. They're back.
Okay, I have a timer. Just for Hello again from the Academy of Model Aeronautics. In case you guys were wondering, a little bit more information about Hops and Props. It's an after-hours adult-only museum experience. It's on September 30th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And our alcohol is just provided by New Corner Brewing Company. Okay, go.
And Escape the Museum is November 3rd. We're only taking 12 teams of six. So make sure you sign up early because we will fill up fast. Thank you.
That's the AMA. Yep.
Hi, Stephanie O'Neill, Muncie Massage. As everyone is out during the summer trying to enjoy the weather, and they're walking and they got a little catch in their hip or something going on.
Oh, I got me a catch in my hip. All right.
Or something going on in their shoulder from bike riding. Come see me. I'm located downtown, the original downtown Muncie, 425 North High Street.
Right across from City Hall?
Right across from City Hall, MuncieMassage.com. Come see me.
All right. I am Frank Scott, president of Wiley Community Council, here with our executive director, Ken Hudson, and Rebecca Parker, board member and editor of our newsletter. We went to Omaha to represent Muncie at our Neighborhoods USA conference, and I'm happy to announce we got first place.
Yes.
Neighborhoods of the
How
year.
Cool is that?
We got first place,
all
best
over the
newsletter
country.
For a neighborhood.
Amazing.
And we also got a recognition for Who's Who in America, in American neighborhoods. So we came away with three awards, and we'll be celebrating at Cornerstone on the 19th. You'll hear more about it on our website and Facebook page and newsletter, and I got. No, don't blow that thing.
The letter.
Hear more about it.
The letter A for amazing. Let's go to J-Bo.
All right, Carrie Turner, back to school teacher store. We're talking purses.
We are getting ready for our 7th annual purse sale at Muncie Central. This will be June 16th and 17th. If you come to the Friday night event from 6 to 8, there's a $10 fee. But for that fee, you get first choice of purses. You also get free refreshments. And you'll have free music, live music, and also free pampering, which includes things like massages. So for $10, that's a bargain. And if you can't make that, then on the Saturday from 8 to 2, we have thousands of purses, so you'll still have plenty to choose from if you come on Saturday.
All right, and looks like we've got some help for the door prize. Couple of admission tickets to the Friday purse event. Go ahead and pick a name. Would you like to read it, or do you want me to? Me too. Okay. And the winner is Rebecca Schooley from Courtyard Marriott.
All right, Rebecca, wonderful. Let's toss it back to the stage.
Good morning. My name is Nicole Kaplan. I'm with East Central Indiana Birth, our area's only agency for doula support during pregnancy and postpartum period. We provide everything from support while you're trying to conceive to grandparent classes to help you stay up to date on the new products that your grandbaby may be using. So check us out at East Central ECIBirth.com or on Facebook under East Central Indiana Birth.
Thank you so much.
Hey, I'm Cheryl. I'm from Ivy Tech. I have two announcements, actually. First of all, I wanted to announce that Horizon's own Chef Caleb was recognized as the 2017 Distinguished Alum of Ivy Tech Community College.
There he is. Give it up for Chef Caleb. You're eating his Hoosier Hearty Breakfast Buffet, and he has so much more.
Yes, he'll be recognized at a statewide event in August.
Oh, how wonderful.
Really good, yeah.
Yes.
So secondly, Circle of Ivy, we have a women's philanthropy group, and we will be doing a wine and canvas event at the Anderson campus June 15th. So see me if you'd like to join. And Chesterfield's is now open.
Good morning, Betty Brewer, winner of many, many prizes already this morning.
And I'm here, so I'm a winner of even more.
Absolutely.
So it is a beautiful week in Muncie. And how many of you are going outside to take advantage of it this week?
Oh, yeah.
All right. And how many of you are going to get your kids out and your grandkids out? Because we all know, we don't need the research to tell us, playing outside, being in nature is vital to our well-being. There is a nature coalition that Delaware County is leading the state in offering activities for Nature Play Days, 10th through the 18th. We open up at Minnetrista on Saturday with Farmers Market and wonderful things going on. There's a great article in today's Star Press. Julie Borgman, read the article, gives you more information. Come on, Sarah, you can do better than that.
Oh, yeah, she can do better than that.
And when you get out in nature, you're going to hear the original of that sound.
I love it.
From our ducks. And no offense, Sarah, but it is a little healthier.
That's Minnetrista. And here we have United Way back.
So, Denise King, what does this make you think of?
50 Shades of United Way?
No.
Hey, oh,
you pull the rope.
It is a coffee party.
Tug of war, right? Recess fun, right? Well, tell them what's coming up.
All right. If I can reach. Oh, there we go. We have two really great opportunities. One is to pull together. That's Truck Pull coming up in August 5th. It's a great team-building experience. You get to pull with your teammates a 33-pound semi-truck 100 feet on
33,000.
We have two. Yeah, 33,000 pound. I'm sorry, not 33 pound. Across the tarmac. So it's a great opportunity to fundraise for Delaware and Madison County United Ways. We have information at our table about that event. Really fun. And the second thing I wanted to share is a fun event. That's Adult Recess on June 30th and July 14th from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Cannon Commons during Foodie Friday. We'll have giant Jenga, giant chess, giant Connect Four, hula hoops with Studio.
Okay, XL. There's your two. TikTok.
Hey, I'm Loretta Parsons with the Soup Kitchen of Muncie. I used to be Harvest Soup Kitchen. We're now Soup Kitchen of Muncie. Please see us on our new website and like us on Facebook. But I want to announce our Summer Fest on July the 21st. That's a Friday. Our regular hours, we start serving at 9:30 to 11 for our guests. We need sponsors. So get on our website and find out how you can help us with this wonderful event that we've started. Summer Fest, July the 21st. At the Soup Kitchen of Muncie.
The Soup Kitchen of Muncie.
Yeah.
And let's toss it to J-Bo for a live commercial.
All right, thank you, Dale. Got Abby here from IU Health, Ball Memorial Hospital's Cosmetic and Reconstructive Surgeries Med Spa. Did I get that right?
You did.
All right, what's going on?
So my name's Abby. I work directly with our plastic surgeon, Dr. Linda Camp, and she does anything surgical, whatever your skin needs are. My part of it, I do facials, microdermabrasion, Botox and fillers. We do any type of laser treatment you could think of. So all the things that we offer are skincare related. Anything I do, Dr. Linda Camp oversees. So just to ease your mind about having that doctor there at your med spa is a good thing. So we do have a free facial to give away. So I already drew that name.
Plenty of information over here at our table if you're interested.
And we have Valerie Abram. She's she's won the free facial.
All right, Val, come get
Valerie. Good deal.
Hi, good morning, everyone. My name's Natalie Richard, and I'm with the brand new Interstate 69 Furniture in Daleville. We're brand new chamber members, and we're very excited to be here this morning. So thanks for allowing us to come and be a part of this with you today. We're conveniently located just minutes from Muncie. We're at exit 234. We're a full-line furniture and mattress show place. We hope you'll come in and check us out during our grand opening. We've got all sorts of wonderful merchandise for your home. We also do purchase order programs for nonprofit organizations, and we also work with interior decorators. So we're open 7 days a week. We'll hope you'll come see us, and I'll save you money.
Laura Williamson from Muncie Civic Theater.
We're getting our act together and taking it on the road. Seussical the Musical is opening June 16th. Get your tickets. It is a fabulous show for kids and grandkids. Whole collage of Seuss characters, Horton the Cat in the Hat, the Grinch, everybody. It's all happening. Thank you, Cornerstone Center for the Arts, for partnering with us, letting us rehearse there. The show is at E.B. Ball Auditorium. And then look for us later this summer at Minnetrista.
How cool.
Sheriff Ray Dudley. If anybody doesn't know, I'm the manager of the Alternative Hotel downtown. We don't have any occupancies. Thanks to Judge Kim Dowling in the back there. So
she's your booking agent.
Yes, she is. One of five. They keep me busy. I want to talk to everybody. This year is our second year of our annual kids camp that we have. It runs this month from June the 19th to the 23rd. Many of you that work downtown will see us going through downtown with lights and sirens, several police cars, and at least two buses full of kids. One of the things last year, we heard a couple of people complain about the lights and sirens and the kids going by, but most of the kids that we have in our program, our kids are less fortunate and are from YOC and other areas. And for that week, they love the fact that everybody stopped and looked to see what they was doing. So if you guys do see us go down through downtown with lights and sirens, just come outside and clap and give a wave to the kids. But ages is 12 to 15, so if you know any kids that need to come to our camp, please visit us on our website or on Facebook or come up to the office to pick application up. Thank you.
I'm Billy Summers with Hearts and Hands United of Delaware County. We're gearing up for our big tools for school. We're collecting supplies and monetary donations. We want to impress upon the students in Muncie, education is important. We love them and want to support them. So if you have any questions, we have a table back in the back. Becky Clock is here, Noelle Keith is here, and I can answer any questions you may have. We appreciate your support. Thank you.
Thank you. We have a live commercial break.
Muncie on the Move, regular Jade from Texas Roadhouse is under the weather, so I'm going to keep my distance. What's going on?
I promise it's just allergies. Uh-huh. Okay, so today starts our great steak promotion. So how many of you guys knew that we actually hand cut our steaks in-house every day?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Okay, yes. So we get trucks in every other day. Ooh, wow. And our steaks are actually hand cut in-house by our meat cutter, Carl, every single day. He usually shows up at 9 and leaves at 9 o'clock at night. So he puts in all this hard work to make our steaks so beautiful. So Great Steak, we're just really focusing on educating our guests that we do our hand-cut steaks every day. So today I'm going to give away a free entree, so maybe you guys can come in and get one. And then also we are giving away a gas grill and free steak for a year, too. So make sure you sign up for that.
Yeah, get over here before you leave. All right, the winner of the free entree is...
Diana Smiley.
All right,
congrats.
Diana.
All right, well, I'm Angie Rogers Howell with Farmhouse Creative, but today I want to talk to you about WIBU, Women in Business Unlimited. If you're a woman in business or even a man, we let men come too, it's cool. We meet on the third Wednesday of every month. This month's speaker on the 21st is going to be our very own Peggy Sanova, our lucky winner here today. She is going to talk about it is not going to go well. And what to do when it doesn't, because things always don't go the way you plan. So that is June 21st from 11:30 to 1 right here at the Convention Center. Feel free to sign up, register on our website, wibumuncie.org.
Wonderful.
Good morning. This is my first time here. I was invited by my coworker, Mark DeFabio. My name is Brian Harrington.
Sorry.
My name is Brian Harrington. I work for Wolf Boom Radio. I'm actually new to the area slash returning to the area. I went to school here close to 30 years ago. So my goal here is to get networked extremely well, but also I'm in sales, so I want to make contacts as well, too, but I will be active in the community. So make sure you say hello. Again, it's Brian Harrington. Thank you.
Welcome home.
With Dr. Donna, we are located on North Wheeling, located kind of by the Clancy's Village Bowl. We help with everything except, I mean, we help with back pain, but we help with a lot more than that. We can help with arthritis, carpal tunnel, neck pain, migraines, headaches for children. We can actually help with colic, ear infections, bedwetting, things like that. Do you have that problem, Mark DeFabio?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Bedwetting.
He's always picked on me when I was little.
I think you're even now.
Bedwetting.
But come see us. Dr. Donna is one of three in the state that specializes in pediatrics and OB patients, but we do treat the whole family. Give us a call. We do have a gift certificate for the first appointment. The gift certificate's for $250. Our winner is Mindy Cromer from Meridian Health Pediatrics.
Excellent.
It's a big winner right there.
Good morning, Val Abram, owner of Abrams Painting. Who likes a greenhouse? Oh. Mossy, moldy green. Oh. Who likes a mossy, moldy green deck? Oh. Give us a call. Be happy to get your deck cleaned up, your house cleaned up. We do pressure washing. We do deck staining and refinishing. So give us a call. Happy to help you in that regard as well. Val Abram, Abrams Painting. Have a great day.